This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
League executives in the NBA, they don't really know if there will be a run on players or not. Many think there won't be. So it came out today that the league says that if you're a player who does not want to go to Orlando, you that is your choice.
Yeah, no punishment. You just don't get paid. Or I guess you have to give back, you know, portion of your salary.
But you have to tell them by next week.
Yeah.
By June 24th. So there is a window, a transaction window, where teams are going to be able to pick off free agents and replace guys who don't want to play. And then there will be, furthermore, if a guy tests positive while he's there, that you can replace him, and then this and that. There are all kinds of stipulations, but basically the way it's going to go is each team is going to bring 17 guys to Orlando, and there is no limit on the number of replacement players that a team can have. So if none of the Blazers want to play, they can technically put together a team of 17.
An entirely new G League roster.
But once the playoffs start, which is August 17th, no more replacement players can be added. Now, this is a little confusing because if a player tests positive for COVID, now they're testing the players every night.
Okay.
But if it, I'm having a hard time based on how they worded it. They say that it is very clear that after August 17th, when the playoffs start, no replacement players can be added. But it doesn't say what happens if a player tests positive while in the playoffs.
Well,
I assume they just have to sit. But then it says replacement guy, the replacement guys have to be quarantined before playing. So if you have a guy who gets, let's say he gets sick with COVID,
yeah,
he has to quarantine for 10 to 14 days and you have to play without him. Your team continues to play. Well, if you're bringing in a replacement guy to replace that guy, he has to quarantine for 10 to 14 days before he can show up.
Well, my guess is then that if you're bringing in replacement guys, you're bringing in a pool, like they're already there, right? Or maybe I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of, because you don't have the time to wait. Although, to be fair, look, replacement guy, if someone goes down, the guy that you're bringing in isn't going to do squat. He's at the end of the bench, so it's probably a moot point.
Not necessarily. I mean, there are some names. None of these guys are great, but there are better names than you think. Like, I have a list here. You also have the problem of what players do once their team is eliminated from the playoffs. Like, there's a lot of guys. Like, let's say the Blazers just get eliminated.
Sure.
Let's say they lose their first. God, if they lose their first, what? Three games?
You're basically done.
Aren't they done?
Well,
they'd be seven.
It depends on what Memphis does. If Memphis wins their first couple and you lose.
But there are going to be a lot of teams that are eliminated during that 8-game stretch.
Yeah.
What then do those guys do? Some of those guys may want to pack up and leave.
I would assume so, right?
And they don't know. So you have that problem too. So and there's also this problem that not all free agents are eligible to be signed as replacement players. Guys that were overseas up until March 11th are not eligible. That includes Lance Stephenson. He can't play.
Okay.
Greg Monroe can't play. Miles Plumlee. There are a couple of others. So here are the players that are eligible to be signed. These are just some of the names. These are the better names. DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas. Darren Collison. Jamal Crawford. Iman Shumpert. Alan Crabb. You know him.
I do know him.
Kenneth Faried.
You know what? That's actually a much better list than I originally gave it credit for.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith. Nick Stauskas. Could be a Blazer yet again.
Stauskas.
Jerian Grant. Corey Brewer. Nick Young. Trey Burke. Jordan Bell. and the list goes on.
That is not a bad list. That's not a bad list.
So replacement players, it's not as bad as you think, at least for those guys. I mean, there are some names that it's going to be like Moses Brown, like these two-way guys.
Yeah.
So it is a little unclear what happens once the playoffs start, but it sounds like replacement players
have to be on there before. Yeah. Right. And someone's saying, can replacement players fill in for multiple guys?
Multiple teams.
My understanding is no. These guys can sign with any team they want, but once you're on that team and that team's limited, no, you can't go back and then.
How great would that be? DeMarcus Cousins just cashing paychecks, playing for like eight teams.
Place the Blazers. The Blazers get eliminated, right? Then you go play for the Lakers and you bounce around. No, I don't think that's the way it works. And we'll see what happens here. I think there's a chance that the NBA, that this thing ends up being an absolute cluster, you know what, and crashes and burns. But again, I applaud the NBA for at least making an attempt at this and seeing what happens.
Adam Silver, their commissioner, did say that he believes that the NBA, he feels an obligation to play.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear him say that, because I felt like Major League Baseball should have that attitude of get your ass back out there for us, man.
Major League Baseball does not.
And they don't. But Adam Silver said he thinks that, look, this is going to be good for people. And we feel we need to do this for people because of everything that's going on.
Well, Lillard talked today and Damian Lillard said that he's not 100% comfortable with everything that's going on, from the COVID thing to the Black Lives Matter. But, you know, he said that this is what we do. He said, not only this is my job, this is how I support my family, but he did talk about the community as well. So he alluded to that, you know, in the platform that you have. I know LeBron has said something about that as well. So,
well, this idea that the player, like Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard, and there's a lot of players that are, and I've heard Channing Frye even talk about this too, about how he hopes it doesn't distract from the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, sure, they really want to keep this momentum going. But the idea that they can't do that while still playing is what LeBron is saying. Yeah. He's saying, well, I have a bigger platform when people are watching us on TV, and I can help more that way.
Yeah.
Which I tend to agree with, but I mean, who am I to tell them, you know, which way's right? It's just, I feel like they can do more to help the movement by playing. But I also understand the flip side of it, of not wanting to, you know, just. Dwight Howard just basically said, look, this is more important.
Yeah.
This social issue. So screw it. We're not going to go down there.
We don't want to distract from what the movement is.
Well, and I understand that way, because we certainly in this country have the attention span of a GD flea, right? You know, and I can totally see if you've got this movement going on here where you're trying to have real social reform. And, you know, the president signed a bill today, like an executive order. Regardless of what you think of him, that's going to change policing policy. I mean, there is major stuff going on that's going to have repercussions for generations to come. So I totally see where a player is coming from when you say, look, this is a huge moment in history right now, and we in this country do not have the ability to focus on multiple things. And so if you get the NBA back and the NHL back, and then college football starting up and the NFL starting up, and got golf and you got all these things coming around, I can totally see the idea of taking your eye off the ball and kind of going back into some semblance of, quote, normal life, and having this kind of get lost in the shuffle. I totally get where they're coming from. But you know, if enough of these guys want to do it, enough of these guys think that they can continue this and, again, have a louder voice with this platform, you know, that's not for me to decide whether you should or shouldn't play. But I do understand the argument that Dwight Howard and Kyrie Irving and some of these guys are their opinion they're voicing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.